praise God. The title of the sermon, praise God, is The Gospel is Good News. Amen. The Gospel is Good News. And we'll read from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Praise God. Amen. The angels came, amen, to the fields of Bethlehem, praise God, and they told the shepherds, amen, don't be afraid, because I'm bringing you good tidings of great joy, praise God. Amen. You get into the Word there, praise God, the angel was saying, I'm come to preach to you a gospel, praise God. Amen. The word gospel means good news, praise God. Amen. The angels, amen, they came bearing good news. Amen. They didn't tell the shepherds, praise God, we've come, amen, to preach to you some bad news. Amen. We didn't come, praise God, to preach to you some soul news. Amen. They said, we've come to give you glad tidings, some good news of great joy, praise God. Amen. The news, praise God, that the Savior is come and He's made a way for the sinners, praise God, to be saved is good news. Amen. It's good news. It's the best news that's ever fell upon the ear of man, praise God. It's the best news that a son or a daughter of Adam, amen, could ever hear, praise God. It's good news of great joy, praise God. Amen. Now, Satan wouldn't want a person to believe that the gospel is good news, amen. He knows, praise God, if you believe the gospel is good news, that you would reach out and get a hold of it, praise God. And he knows, amen, that if you get out and reach out and get a hold of the gospel, amen, he's going to lose his clutches upon you. Them chains of sin is going to be broken. So he runs to and fro and he tells men, amen, the gospel is really bad news, praise God. Listen, here's an example, praise God. Amen, if I came up to you and you didn't know what was in my hand, I said, here, open up your hand, I got something for you. Amen, if you didn't trust me, you might think, praise God, I got a spider or something in my hand and not fool with me, not reach out your hand. Amen, but if you think maybe I got a $100 bill there, amen, something good, you would reach out that hand in a minute and take it, praise God. Same way with the gospel. The moment a man realizes it's good news, praise God, this is good news, they'll reach out their hand and take it, praise God. But as long as Satan can deceive men into thinking it's bad news, they won't, praise God. Now hear this. If any man, I don't care who they are, if they think the gospel, praise God, is bad news, then I tell you that under the control of the devil, praise God. The devil has them blinded. The devil has them deceived, amen. And except they get unblinded and undeceived, they're going to be lost. Praise God, amen. Now the Bible teaches me, amen, that we're supposed to preach. Praise God, we're supposed to preach. Amen, amen. A preacher, praise God, is just a man that proclaims the good news. That's what it means. You proclaim a good news. When you go and tell somebody, I don't care who you are, praise God, you go witness to somebody and tell them the good news of the Savior, praise God, that's a form of preaching. Amen. You're declaring the good news, amen. Now to be effective at it, you've got to believe it's good news. Amen. Praise God, I can't come to you all beaten down, amen, with a big old frown on my face and say, I'm coming with some good news and make it believable, praise God. Amen. You get a hold of it and you believe in it, praise God, and you go to them with the good news of Jesus Christ today, praise God. Amen. And praise God, I know for a fact that the gospel is good news because I got a hold of it one day and it done me some good. A whole lot of good, praise God. Amen. The best thing I ever got a hold of, praise God, was the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to show you what the gospel does for everyone that gets a hold of it. Amen. If you look at over in Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 1, Isaiah 1, verse 5. Isaiah 1, verse 5 says, Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been clothed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment, praise God. Can you imagine that sight? Amen. Amen. Whoever he's describing there, praise God, is in bad shape, praise God. He's sick from the top of his head to the soles of his feet with run and putrefied sores, praise God. Amen. Now you imagine, praise God, being stricken with something like that. Imagine, amen, that you're stricken with some kind of disease like that, and you go to the doctor. And the doctor checks you out and he says, you know, that's an awful disease. Praise God, there's no way you can get out of this. It's a deadly disease that destroys everybody, amen, it gets a hold of. Praise God, you're going to be afraid, maybe. You're going to be shocked a little bit, praise God. But imagine, amen, a nurse comes running in and she says, doctor, they found a cure for that disease and it's right here, praise God. Amen, you'll be happy then. You probably will say hallelujah and praise God. Amen, they found a cure for that disease. But amen, I know a cure, praise God, for a worse disease than that. Amen. There's a disease in the world, praise God, called sin sickness, praise God. Amen. And it's the worst one in the world, praise God, because not only does it destroy the body, amen, but it destroys the soul. Amen. It's the very worst one. But praise God, there is a cure today for that disease. Amen. And it's the blood of Jesus Christ, praise God, that was shed upon Calvary. Amen. Like I said before, the Lord, amen, is worthy to be praised because not only does He save your soul, but He heals it of its diseases, praise God. Amen. There's a cure today for the old sin sickness, praise God, and it's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's good news. Amen. I told people one time, I said, if I could invent the cure for AIDS, people would come and beat down my door. Amen. Offer me thousands and thousands of dollars for it, praise God. But I got the cure that's better than that. Amen. AIDS is bad. It'll destroy your body. Amen. But again, sin will destroy your soul. And I got the blood of Jesus. I can offer you the blood of Jesus. Amen. Put faith in Him and you'll be saved. Praise God. Amen. Now look, what else? Think about this. We know the verse in Romans says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That's good news. I think about, praise God, when I was a little kid. They used to ask you, if you had three wishes, what would it be? And for one of my wishes, praise God, I always said, I wish I could live forever. Life is the most important thing to a man. They want to live forever, praise God. They don't want to die. They want to live, praise God. Amen. Now, I say you probably picked one of them too. I want to live forever, praise God. But guess what? Amen, you can. You know, I think, praise God, if any rich man, if he was on his deathbed, say he had $1 million in the bank, and he was on his deathbed and had a few hours to live. If you came to him and said, look, for $1 million, I can make you live for one more year. He would give it up like that, wouldn't he? For just one more year, He will give you $1 million. Praise God. Amen. I'm not talking about one more year. I'm talking about eternal life. Praise God. Forever and ever and ever. Praise God. And Jesus said, whoever eats this flesh shall never die. Amen. Eternal life. Something everybody wants. Something everybody wishes for. But ain't it amazing, praise God, that the preachers, they got to stand up, amen, and beg and plead and pray and preach and try to persuade men to come and get it. It's an amazing thing, praise God. But that's the good news of the gospel. You can live forever if you believe it. Look at John 8:34 now. John 8:34. And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Praise God. The gospel offers you and offers me, praise God, freedom. And I was reading a while back, praise God, about a church service that happened down south right after the Civil War. Praise God, this white preacher went to this black church. Praise God. And he sat and he listened as the preacher got up, amen, and preached his first sermon after being free from slavery. And he said that preacher got up there and began to say, "Mothers, amen, you're free. You're never going to see your babies taken out of your bosom and sent to another state because you're free." And he said then women got up and said, "Praise God, glory to God, amen," because they believed the gospel he was preaching, good news. And then he looked over there at the young men and said, "Young man, you're never, amen, going to hear the whip hit your back no more. You're never going to feel the pain of the whip no more. Amen, you're free." Amen. And now young men got up and said, "Praise the Lord. Glory to God." And he looked at the young girls, the preacher did. And he says, "Young women, young maidens, praise God. You're never going to have to stand up on the old auction block and be auctioned off no more because you're free, praise God." And then women got up and began to shout and to praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God because they're freed from their old slave master. Praise God. But let me tell you, none of them colored people had a master worse than the devil. The devil's the very worst taskmaster ever, praise God. He's just come for one reason, to steal, to kill, and destroy, praise God. And today, amen, we preach a gospel that's good news. Amen, you believe upon the Son's going to set you free, praise God. He's going to loose the chains of sin. He's going to get you out from under the devil. Praise God, he that's in grace, praise God, has sin no more, has dominion over him, praise God. Praise God, it's freedom, amen. And praise God, we should be able to say praise the Lord to that. Amen, I tell you, amen, the drunkard can be saved from his bottle. Amen, the drug addict, praise God, can take his old bottle and cast it out the window, flush them pills down the toilet, get rid of that weed, that coke, that crack, that oxy, I don't care what it is, amen. Praise God, there's freedom, amen, in Christ Jesus, amen. Praise God, they need to hear it, praise God. They need to hear it. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Then I think about, praise God, how the gospel offers us a pardon, praise God. Praise God that through Jesus Christ is preached the forgiveness of sins. Praise God, that's good news, amen. That's so good news. Pardon is good news. You go down to any prison, praise God, and you offer a man a pardon, praise God, he's going to shout for joy, amen. You give him a pardon from the governor, from the president, he's going to be happy. Oh, you get to leave the prison, you don't have to go to that old lecture chair, amen, you're free. And not only are you free, praise God, from that, amen, the government can't back up and get you over it again. It's off the records, praise God. It's as if it never happened, amen. Now, praise God, I offer a pardon today to people, praise God. We can offer a pardon to people, amen, to those stiff-necked, rebellious, praise God, people, to the sinners, amen, all of them, praise God. God has a pardon for you, and it's a blood-bought pardon, and it's in the name of Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen, you can be freed, praise God, from them burdens of sin, from the shame of sin, from all these things. You can be free, praise God, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Praise God, and you don't have to go, amen, to that death penalty. Praise God, that electric chair sounds bad, but I tell you, a lake of fire and brimstone thing sounds worse, doesn't it? Praise God, we should shout, praise God, because that's good news. Amen, that Christ has gave us freedom, praise God, that He has given us pardon, amen, of our sins. Praise God, I've talked before, amen, how, praise God, I used to think when I was a lost man, how I didn't want to go and face God. And praise God, have Him bring up all my sins that I had committed, praise God, before all them holy angels and people. I didn't want to because of the shame, praise God, of that. But I'm glad today, praise God, that's gone. I don't have to worry about that. It's been washed away by the blood of Jesus, amen. Now, praise God, another, praise God, awesome thing about the gospel, you can find it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Listen to what Paul says. He says, "Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Praise God, sin, amen, has separated men from God. But God is offering to us rebels, to us sinners, praise God, reconciliation. He wants to make a man atonement. He's done made it. All we have to do is accept it. And that's good news. Praise God, I read a story, praise God, and I can use it for this example. It's so good. I believe it's a true story too. Praise God, I think it was happening up in New England back in the 1800s, praise God. But this man had one son. And that son was tatted, and he was spoiled, and he was ruined. And he got up to about be a man, 18, 19 years old, praise God, and him and his father always had problems, always had quarrels. But this time, the son just went too far. He was just being awful. And the father got mad, and he said, "Son, you leave my house, and don't you never come back." And the boy said, "I'll never come back unless you personally ask me to come back." And that boy left. Now, the daddy gave up on that boy, but that boy's mommy didn't. And she would write the boy's letters and beg him to come back home. But he kept writing back, "No, mommy, I ain't going to come back until he asked me to come back." And it broke that mommy's heart. And it wasn't long, praise God, that said that she got down in her deathbed, got sick. You can get sick from worries. She got sick, praise God, and she was on her deathbed. And her old man, her dad, or her husband said, "What can I do for you?" She looked at him, she said, "You know what you can do for me. Tell the boy to come home." He said, "I can't do that. But I'll tell him you want him to come home." She said, "No, he won't come home just because I want him to. You tell him you want him to come home." So he went to his office, wrote the boy a letter in his name, tell him to come home. They said the boy came home and opened up the bedroom door, praise God, and there his mommy was in the bed, sick. His daddy was standing there. The daddy looked and seen the boy come through the door. He didn't run to meet the boy. He walked to the other side of the bed, wouldn't even talk to him. The boy walked up to his mommy. The mommy got the boy by the hand, kissed his hand, and said, "Son, speak to your daddy. Just speak to him, and it'll all be over." He said, "I'm not talking to him first, mommy. He's got to talk to me first, for I ain't talking." They said, praise God, she reached and got the daddy's hand and the boy's hand. And she began to beg them to be reconciled together. She said, "Look, if I die, nobody's going to take care of them. Take care of them." But they wouldn't listen. And that she got so sick, she's ready to expire, to give up the ghost, praise God. And they said she couldn't talk no more, but she took their hands and put that boy's hand into the daddy's hand. And then she died. They said that boy looked down at his mommy. The husband looked down at his wife. And them old hard hearts broke. And then they embraced. And all was well. Now that's just a bad shadow, just a little shadow, praise God, of what Christ has done for us, praise God. That's the good news of the gospel, amen. You see, our daddy, our father, he longs for us to come back. Praise God. And praise God, what we want to do is just lead men to the broken body of Jesus and say, "Look, kids, look at the nail prints in his hands. Look at the spear, the scar in his side. Look what he's done so you could be reconciled back to the Father." Amen? That's what Jesus has done, praise God, for us, and that's worthy, amen, to be praised. Praise God, that is good news that we can be reconciled to God. Amen. Jesus stepped down from heaven, was born in a manger for one reason, so He could reach and get the most vilest sinner, the lowest of the low, it don't matter who they are or what they were, so He could get them by the hand and take that other big old hand and get the hand of the Father and reunite them and reconcile them so they can be one. That's why He died. That's the whole plan, praise God. That's the good news of the gospel, praise God. Amen. If you don't know Him, praise God, you can know Him. You can be reconciled. The gospel of reconciliation, it's a glad gospel. It's good news. Praise God, I don't preach bad news. It's just good news, praise God. And you can have it. The greatest thing I think about it, too, is you don't have to pay nothing for it. It's absolutely free. Absolutely free. You just come as you are and take it, praise God. But God loves you. Praise God, and He's worthy to be praised and glorified always. I'm going to open up the altar. You pray at the altar, at your seat. I don't care where you pray, but let's pray. And Praise God for what He's done for us. Amen.